Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Upper Hunter residents are being advised to plan their trips through Muswellbrook with consideration as a week of delays is expected. It follows after the Australian Rail Track Corporation suspended train services in the Hunter Valley for major maintenance works, which will also impact neighbouring roads and level crossings. The work started at 6:30 a.m. this morning and is expected to continue until 9:30 a.m. on Friday, November 26th. Lee Cooks from the ARTC says residents will need to plan ahead of time.
We are undertaking some road closures. Unfortunately, the nature of the work means that we're going to have to impact some road users, and there'll be some road closures and detours that will need to be put in place for us to safely undertake these works. People travelling in the Hunter Valley will need to plan their trip in advance and allow extra time when travelling. So we've got road closures at the Golden Highway level crossing in Denman and the New England Highway Bridge Street in Muswellbrook.
A minor flood warning remains intact for the Upper Hunter River at Aberdeen and Muswellbrook. According to the Bureau of Meteorology, the Hunter River at Aberdeen is likely to reach 7.3 metres today, with further rises possible. And at Muswellbrook, it's likely to reach 7.3 by 6 p.m. tonight. The Kingdon Ponsat scone continues to fall. The SES is reminding locals not to walk or drive through flood water, monitor livestock in lands close to rivers, and keep in contact with neighbours. For a full list of roads impacted and flood levels, head to the station's website. And Hunter New England Health are calling on religious leaders to make sure any attendees at places of worship are not experiencing any COVID-related symptoms. Chief Health Officer Dr. David Durheim is asking those in the Hunter to be mindful when attending and for those with symptoms to stay home.
We strongly urge church leaders to make sure that in places of worship where we get mixing of vaccinated and unvaccinated people in an indoor environment, mask wearing is absolutely essential. Please get the message across to your congregations not to attend if they have even the mildest of symptoms, and make sure that you do the right thing and encourage them to get vaccinated. The science behind vaccination is very strong, and we want to make sure that everyone is protected.
It follows after 30 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded across the Hunter regions in the past 24 hours. There were 12 infectious while out in the community, 15 isolating during their infectious period, and 3 under investigation by health experts.